Blog Talk Radio.
My heart tried my ring.
Sheila Hameen Show, where you can hear a word from the Lord. You can get prayer and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, your tambourines, and get ready for the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. At this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh my God, we come to you, Lord, and we humble our hearts. Lord, we ask that you will look down on us with compassion. And while we're praying, Lord, search our hearts. You know us, oh God. You are the one who made us. And we are asking you, oh God, whatever is not right and anything that you're not pleased with, to please forgive us, oh God, and blot out our transgressions. Take it away from our hearts. Take it out by the root. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we are calling on you tonight to stop by here just a little while. And, Lord, leave a blessing behind. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you'll remember all of us one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord, we are here waiting on you. For without you, we can do nothing, my God. We need you to stop by and bring strength tonight. We need encouragement,
yes,
oh, God. We need you to lift heavy burdens. Lord, we need you to lift us from oppression. Oh, my God, we need miracles, and we need you to bring us deliverance, oh, God. We need a breakthrough, my Lord. We are calling on you tonight,
yes,
Lord,
sir.
Because there's no other help we know. There's no one else we can turn to because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we are looking unto you, Lord, and we are depending on you. We need you to increase our faith, Lord, and to take away all of our doubts, take away unbelief. Oh, Lord, anything that's hindering us, we ask that you will remove it out of our way. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Oh, Lord, there are souls who are yet calling upon you, Lord, seeking to be saved. We pray, Lord, that you will save their souls tonight, that you will give them that deliverance that they need in the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord, to give up all of their ways and to commit their way unto you, to turn away from the world and everything that's in the way. Oh, Lord, give them the mind to just serve you all the days of their life. We know you can do everything, Lord, and there is no soul that you cannot reach. There is no heart that you cannot break up, Lord. There is no mind that you cannot change. Lord, we believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. We need you, oh God, to heal tonight, Lord. Somebody sick in their body, carrying an affliction. Oh, Lord God, carrying a disease. And we pray, God, that you will lay your hand upon them right now while we're praying this prayer in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch their bodies and raise them up in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, and there's nothing impossible for you. Nothing is too hard. We're praying, God, that you will send your word tonight, that you will bless this broadcast, oh God, that you will bless every hearer, Lord Jesus, that your anointing will be upon us, that we may do your will. In the name of Jesus, we are down here waiting, Lord. Please, Lord, stop by right now, oh God. Stop by, Lord Jesus. Somebody's crying, Lord. Somebody's in trouble, my God. Stop by
Jesus,
a little while. In the name of Jesus,
right now, Lord.
Have mercy.
In your
holy
name, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we
right
ask
now, Lord God,
God, you will feed us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Feed our souls, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Feed us, Lord Jesus, until we want
yes,
no more. Oh God, let our
in
cup
the name
run
of
over.
Jesus. Yes,
in the
Lord,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh Lord,
your
God,
name,
not
Lord.
Our will, but let your holy will be yes. done. We want you to
let
take control right now and have your way. Oh, Lord God, take over, Lord Jesus. We are praying, Lord, for those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Lord, we ask that you remember the youth tonight. We pray a special prayer for the young people, oh God. We're taking time out to recognize them this month, Lord. And we are asking you to preserve their lives, to save them, Lord Jesus. To please, God, let your holy angels be encamped all around them and protect them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Bind the enemy on every side. Destroy his evil works. Oh, God, loose every shackle. Destroy the yoke of bondage in the mighty name of Jesus.
We know you are able, Lord. Oh, God, look on all the children of the world. Oh, Lord Jesus, you made the children, oh, God. We are praying, Lord, that you will instill your word in them and give them a future in your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we pray, Lord, that you will bless abundantly. Look on our leaders tonight. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Give them visions, revelations, and wisdom how to lead your people, oh God. Show them the way, oh Lord. Give them understanding in the name of Jesus. Teach them, Lord, how to lead the congregation in the way you have us to go. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we need you to bless your people around the world, to bless the church at large, and let us grow and prosper even the more. Add to the church, Lord, such as to be saved. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, only you can do it. No one but you. And we're ever looking unto you. And we're depending on you, oh God. Have your way, Lord, and let your holy will be done. We ask, Lord, that you will be with us throughout the course of this evening, keeping our minds stayed on you, Lord, keeping us focused, oh God. Don't let us be distracted by the cares of this life and by the things that are going on around us. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we bless your holy name, and we ask you, oh God, to please remember everyone who has requested prayer, the names that are called on the prayer list, those that are not called. Oh God, you know all things and every request, Lord God. You know about it, whether it be spoken or unspoken. We pray, God, that you will grant it unto each and every one. Let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask that you will remember, Lord, this ministry, and let it grow the more, and let it expand even around the world, oh God. Those who are listening, oh Lord, let them also go forth and spread the word. What they hear from you, in the name of Jesus, we believe and we count it done, Lord, and we give you thanks. We thank you for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your deliverance, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for hearing our prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for healing us, Lord. Thank you for blessing us, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord,
for the forgiveness of sins, Lord. Glory to your name. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord, for what you're doing right now. Oh, Lord, and for what you're about to do. We praise you,
Lord.
We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift you up, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we give glory and honor to your name, for you are worthy, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this prayer, Lord. We thank you.
Yes,
we thank you for being so patient with us. We thank you, oh God, for your long suffering toward us. Oh, and you're giving us another chance, Lord, though we're not deserving of it. We thank you for your grace.
Thank you.
We praise your name. Oh, Lord, we ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Ooh. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Amen. She got the victory over the devil. I heard him try to stop you in your prayer, but you got the victory. And we just want to let you know, thank you so much, you know, for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple, which is in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., was the pastor of Victory Temple located in Jacksonville, Florida, and we still remember him. So glad that you chose to spend your Friday evening with us. And on today's show, we do have Pastor Sheila Hameen. We have a special guest, and Evandice Maybell usually is with us. So just keep her in your prayers. Amen. And just want to let you know that our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1School, and one is O-N-E. And if anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you can log on to that broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1School and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you are clergy and you're feeling bold and you just like to speak with us during the broadcast, you have a prayer request, a scripture you'd like to read, a testimony you want to share, or an encouraging word you'd like to give, you can call our guest number at 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support of the ministry, or you need something to help you get through the week every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. And Elder Linda Cowley preached a message. She said, take up your bed and walk. Rise up and walk. Amen. Thank you, God. Rise up and walk. And she preached a very encouraging message on the There Is Hope Ministry this past Wednesday. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5770. The access code is 346-9155. Very Simple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Derek Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Minister Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. Please forgive me. I intended to have the scripture read before I gave those announcements. And we do know that June is Youth Empowerment Month. We're choosing June as our Youth Empowerment Month. Please forgive me again. But I believe we have a young person on the line by the name of Winter Wesley. Winter, are you there? And if you're on mute, you can unmute your phone and come on over. So it may be that they dialed into the wrong broadcast, but I'm going to go ahead and read a scripture. So we're going to read from the 42nd number of Psalm, and the first verse, and is it Lena that's reading? I apologize.
Yeah.
If Lena's reading, then she can. Okay, I apologize. I didn't. I thought it was Winter. So please forgive me. It's Lena Brown. Lena, if you're ready, you can please read our opening scripture.
And God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God.
Amen. And can you tell us where you read from?
Psalm 62, verse 7.
Thank you so much. And Lena, how old are you?
11.
And what grade are you going to?
6.
Thank you so much, Lena. We appreciate you coming on. And if you want to read again for us this month, that's okay. And if you want to sing, you can sing too. If you have a testimony you'd like to share, you can do that as well. Do you have anything you'd like to share with us about God?
No.
Okay. Well, we thank you so much for your participation, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Lena Brown, 11 years old, and I believe that she is in South Carolina. Sister Yvette, her mother, is also on the line. Is it South Carolina you're in?
Yes, it is.
Amen. Praise God. And would you like to say anything for the Lord? Do you have a testimony you'd like to share? Song you'd like to sing? Anything you'd like to share?
I just want to thank God for what he's doing. He's one that we can put our trust and faith in. He can do the storm. I'm thankful for the scripture where he falls asleep in the boat. And, the disciples are concerned, scared, worried that they're going to perish, and they go to him, and he calms the storm and the wind, because that's what he does in our lives. You know, we go through storms, so that's the reliable scripture. Anybody that's going through anything, that he is the one that can calm the storm or keep us calm even in the storm.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Sister Yvette and Lena. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and read our prayer list. So I'm going to continue to pray for Bishop Burden family, Missionary Gracie White and the Bereaved White family, for Melissa Smith, Titus Edmond Sr., Evangelist Martha Culbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, Sean Culbreth, the Bereaved Williams Edmond family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Robin Mansay, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Tanika Huff, and all the Bereaved family. And if I didn't call your name, it's not that we are not praying for you, but we're continuing in prayer for the souls that are on our prayer list. And at this time, I just want to sing a small portion of this song, and then I'll turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Dear Jesus, I love you. You're a friend of mine. You supply my every need. My hungry soul you feed. I'm aware you are my source, from which your blessings flow. And with this thought in mind, I know just where, I know just where to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want to also continue to pray for Deacon Alexander Jones. Amen. He is in the hospital. He is one of the deacons at our Mother's Church Christian Temple. Thank you so much, Evangelist Megan, for bringing that to my attention. But continue to pray for Deacon Alexander Jones. And at this, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. So go ahead, grab your Bibles, your pen, and your paper. Get ready for the Word of God. The next voice you will hear is Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm so thankful and how the Lord has blessed us to come together one more time. Thank God for all of you who have tuned in. Thank the Lord for Lena Brown reading that beautiful scripture and for the words coming through Sister Brown. I tell you, I am excited about what God is doing this month. recognizing the youth, amen, taking time out to even think about them and give them words of encouragement and empowerment. It's important that we encourage our youth. And I'm just so glad to have the opportunity to reach out and to say an encouraging word. Praise the Lord. So I'm just happy down in my soul. I think back on my youth and how there were those who were older and they said different things to me, and those meant a lot to me, and they helped me in my young age. So I just know that giving something positive, giving something that's sound, is going to help the young people later in life. Praise the Lord. So I know that being a child can be a challenge. Amen. Growing up, learning different things. But the most beautiful part is to get to know Jesus. And a lot of children, they know when you start talking to them about the Lord, it's like they have a knowledge that what they were born with, like they already know something about the Lord. Praise God. So we just have to cultivate that and feed that, you know, teach them the ways of the Lord. As the Bible instructs us, train up a child in the way they should go. And when they get older, this training that we put in them, it won't depart from them. It'll stay in them. They might go astray. They may do different things, but that teaching, it'll be in them. Whether they take heed to it or not, it's in there. Praise be to God. But I just thank the Lord for all things that he's done, for the goodness of the Lord. And I just want to share this before we get into the scriptures. You can get your Bible ready, and we're going to go to the Word of God. But I just want to share that I was on my way walking home, and I saw a neighbor that I used to see a couple of years ago when I was catching the public transportation, the light rail. And I saw her and I was able to reach out to her and also invite her to have her daughter and granddaughter participate on the broadcast. So you might be hearing some new voices, and I think it's important that we get out into our community, we get out there and we spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, you know, invite others to know about the Lord, to learn about the Lord, you know, and let's give them words of encouragement. So at this time, let us prepare now to go to the Word of God. And before we go into the scriptures, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for all that you've done, for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you for your grace toward us, oh God. We call on you right now, Lord, to minister unto us through your word. Send your word on tonight, Lord, and speak unto our hearts. Lord, bless us with the blessings we stand in need of, both spiritually and naturally. Not our will, Lord, but let your will be done. We open our hearts, oh God, and we open our ears. And we ask you, Lord, to speak to our hearts, speak in our ears, that we may hear and obey. Oh God, we ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us go to the Word of God. Let us go to the book of St. Matthew, the 19th chapter. And I only have a few verses of scripture to read on tonight. St. Matthew, the 19th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Also, verses 13 through 15. And then we're going over back to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 1, and also verses 27 through 30. Praise the Lord. And we'll begin with the 19th chapter. Verse 1 reads, "And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these things, he departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea beyond Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Skip down to verse 13. Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed thence. Go now to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 1 reads, and it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Skip down to verse 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And I thank God for these brief passages of Scripture, and they are packed with so much in it to encourage us and to give us what we need to continue on our Christian journey. Praise the Lord. And tonight, the title of this message is Laboring and Heavy Laden. Laboring and Heavy Laden. And the theme is Work for the Lord. Amen. In the 19th chapter of St. Matthew, Jesus had been teaching, or rather talking to his disciples, and after he had finished those things, he left where he was. He was in Galilee, and he came into the coast of Judea beyond Jordan. And in that area, there were great multitudes that followed Jesus. And among the multitude were those who were sick. They were ill. They had sicknesses, diseases, palsies. They had all kinds of different ailments. But Jesus healed them. The multitudes that followed Jesus, they benefited by following Jesus because they received healing for their ailments, for their diseases, their sicknesses, their problems, whatever was going on with them, the Lord made them whole. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to follow Jesus. Amen. As many in the multitude found out, the Bible says great multitude. So when you think of a multitude, that is a large number of people. It wasn't just one multitude, but the Bible says great multitudes. So these were almost, if you would, innumerable amounts of who were following Jesus. And while they were following him, he was making them whole. Praise the Lord. And now skipping down to verse 13 says, then were there brought unto him little children. So among these great multitudes, there were children in the midst. And there was somebody who wanted Jesus to lay his hand on these children. So they were trying to get to Jesus so he could pray for the children. But the disciples, without the knowledge or understanding, they began to forbid the children to come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Like some people, they don't really like children. Some people have a hatred for children.
Yeah.
You know, but children are going to grow up if they keep living. They are going to become young adults. Amen. And if they continue to live by the grace of God, they will age into older adults. Praise the Lord. And so there's something special about children. And when Jesus saw what was happening and how the disciples were trying to stop the children from coming to him, or those who brought the children, Jesus told them to suffer little children to come unto him and forbid them not. And the reason being is that these children are likened to the kingdom of heaven. So in order for us to get into the kingdom, we also have to become as a little child. We have to humble ourselves, glory be to God, and be just like a little child if we want to have any part in the kingdom, glory be to God. So Jesus, he began to lay his hands on the children, and he prayed for them. Oh, praise the Lord. He blessed those children. And this is something that we ought to continue, because Jesus declared unto us, saying that if we believe in the miracles that he wrought, amen, in other words, the works that he did, greater works than those we would do. So he did all of these works. He was healing the sick. He was laying hands on the children and praying for them. So we should take an example and also incorporate in our ministry working with children. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I know sometimes the enemy, he'll try to get me choked up, but it's all right. I got the victory anyhow.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I can still talk. It may be a little distorted, but I can still talk my way through it. Amen.
All right.
I don't intend to back down or give up.
No.
Praise the Lord. But laboring, Jesus, working for the Lord, is surely going to pay off after a while. Hallelujah. And there are so many people who are working and laboring, and they're heavy laden, but they have not come to Jesus. Like he invited the children to come, saying, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Amen. Explaining that saying, of such is the kingdom of heaven. And I can see by faith, as I imagine what it was like at that particular time, to see the children lined up and all around Jesus. And he began to lay his hands on the children. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. After he had laid hands on the children, he departed from that place. Glory to God. And now, going to back to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 1, said, and it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. So looking at how Jesus did his ministry, he wasn't still too long. Amen. He was always on the move. He was always on the go. Praise the Lord. He had commanded his 12 disciples, the 12
yes.
that he had called and chosen to be apostles. Those were the ones that he had given commandment to. And after commanding the 12 disciples, he departed and he went forth in their city, teaching and preaching. And then we skipped all the way down to verse 27, where he began to say to the multitudes of those who were listening, he said, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, meaning that God didn't hold anything back, but he delivered everything in the hands of Jesus. And so Jesus explains to them, saying, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. And he made this distinction, saying, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son and he, to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. And in thinking on this verse, it brings to mind of when Jesus' disciples saying, whom do men say that I am? Hallelujah. And they had various answers, but Peter began to say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus brought it out right there on the spot and let him know that he was blessed because flesh and blood had not revealed it unto him, but God Almighty revealed to Peter that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. And so Jesus says here that no man knoweth the Son. So they didn't know who he was except the Father revealed him unto them. And also, nobody knew the Son but the Father. Nobody knew the Father but the Son. And Jesus himself, being the Son of God, revealed the Father unto whomsoever he would. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then he gave them an invitation by saying, come unto me, all ye that labor. Come unto me. I am the Son of God. Hallelujah. I am the Messiah. Glory to God. I am the one came down through 42 generations. Glory be to God, to save this dying world. And so he gave them that invitation, calling them to come unto him, knowing that many of them were laboring. And when we think of this word labor, it means work, especially hard physical work, have difficulty in doing something despite working hard. Struggle. Hallelujah. So people are laboring down here. Many of them are just heavy laden. And the word laden means heavily loaded or weighed down. People are weighed down with the cares of this life. They're weighed down with sin, heavily loaded down. Hallelujah. But Jesus wants you to come to him so he can lift that heavy burden. Amen.
He can take that load off of you and give you rest. Praise be to God. Maybe you've been working hard and trying to do right, struggling and trying your best. Praise the Lord. And just seem like you're just getting nowhere. But Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor, everyone who's laboring. And I want to encourage you, if you're going to labor, work for Jesus. Hallelujah. It wouldn't do you any good to work hard down here just to gain worldly goods or to just gain things in this life, recognition or fame or whatever. It's not worth it. But working for the Lord will surely pay off. Glory to God. So work for the Lord. Labor for him. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Turn it all around and give it over to the Lord, where he says here, come unto me, all ye that labor. You don't have to run to and fro here and there and try to chase after this one or that one to help you out. He said, come unto me, and I will give you rest. And also, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. It's just something how people can just continue to go looking here and looking there in all the wrong places when they can just come to Jesus. And he will solve the problems that you have. Hallelujah. He will work out your situation. Amen. He will make everything all right. Glory to God. If you only come to Jesus. Hallelujah. And take his yoke upon you so you can learn of him. And the example he left was that he was meek and lowly in heart. And he promised that you would find rest unto your souls. Why? Because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. If you don't have the yoke of Jesus on you and his burden, you are laden down. You are heavy laden, heavily loaded and weighed down. Hallelujah. You are laboring without a heavenly reward. Glory to God. So why not labor or work for the Lord? Praise be to God. He will surely give you a great reward in the hereafter. He will give you a place in his kingdom where you can sit down at his table and eat and drink. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. I tell you, I thank God for the word of God. I didn't have very much, just a few scriptures, but I just wanted to encourage you to take this word of God in. Amen. Think about it. Laboring. What are you laboring for? Are you heavy laden? Are you weighed down with a heavy load? Hallelujah. You can give up all of that weight, all that heavy load, and take on Jesus' burden. His burden is light. Amen. His yoke is easy. Glory to God. The yoke of Jesus, if you put it on you, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. And the most beautiful thing about it, he will give you rest for your soul. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Some say no rest for the weary. Amen. But Jesus promised that you would find rest unto your soul, that he would give you rest. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. And I want to encourage all the youth who are listening to come to the Lord. Come to him as he has summoned you.
saying, come unto me, all ye that labor. And you, it doesn't matter about your age. Think about how much the Lord loves little children. And children, they are of the kingdom of God. Of such is the kingdom of God, children, referring to them. The youth, the young people, amen, I'm encouraging you tonight to seek the Lord as never before. If you don't have a relationship with him, I'm encouraging you to seek a relationship with the Lord. Amen. If you do have a relationship with the Lord, I'm encouraging you to get closer to him and to learn more about him. Amen. And anyone who does not know the Lord and desire to know him, I'm encouraging you to get to know him tonight, to seek the Lord while he may be found, and to call upon him while he is near, calling on the name of the Lord according to the word of God. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. If we call on Jesus, we can be saved. So if you don't know the Lord tonight in the departing of your sins, tonight you can ask God to forgive you and to save you. You can ask God to have mercy on you. Amen. Because he's a merciful God. He's willing, ready, and able, more than able, to save your soul. Hallelujah. Praise God. He wants to make himself known to you. He wants to reveal himself to you so that you will know just how real God is. Oh, thank you, Lord. If you have a sickness in your body, he is ready to heal you tonight and make you whole. Glory to God. The multitudes that followed Jesus, he healed them. And he made them whole. It didn't matter what condition they had. None of those incurable diseases stayed on the people because Jesus made them whole. He healed them of all of their diseases. Glory be to God. And he hasn't lost any power. Healing the sick. He's still raising the dead. Glory, hallelujah. He's still saving souls. Oh, praise be to God. He's still working miracles. If you just come to him right now, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, he will give you rest. Hallelujah. He will take your burdens from you. Oh, praise be to God and give you his burden, because his burden is light and he knows that you can bear it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise God. At this time, we're going to prepare to go to God in prayer. And maybe you have a special prayer request tonight. Maybe you desire God to do something special for you. Or you just desire to be saved. You've been seeking the Lord and calling on his name and going after God. It seems like he's just not going to come in. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you not to give up, but to open your heart even the more and invite him to come in. And he will come in to your heart. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I want you right now to just put your mind on the Lord and just focus on nobody but the Lord. Forget about yourself. Forget about everyone else and everything around you. Yes. Hallelujah. And just put your mind on nobody but Jesus. Glory be to God. And in your heart, if you desire to be forgiven, just repent and be sorry for anything wrong you've done. And ask the Lord to forgive your sins, to take them away from you and to save your soul. Oh, glory to God. And I believe God will forgive you and save you tonight. Thank you, Lord. If you can only believe, God would do it for you right now. If you need a miracle, God would do it for you right now. If you can only believe. Hallelujah. So let us go to God right now in faith, touching and agreeing, asking the Lord for what it is we desire. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we come right now with humbled hearts. Oh, my God, we bow our hearts before you, and we ask for mercy. Oh, God, we ask for forgiveness tonight, that you will forgive all of our sins, all of our shortcomings. Oh, God, please have mercy on us, Lord. Blot out transgressions in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look down right now, Lord, on every soul that's crying out before you. Every soul that's repented in their heart, Lord, and asked for forgiveness. We pray, God, that you'll forgive them and remove the sins away from them. Take away their sin, Lord Jesus, and come into their heart right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able, and you can do all, Lord. We are believing you together tonight for the deliverance of the souls, Lord Jesus, for the saving of souls tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to you, Lord, on behalf of all of those who are sick in their bodies, carrying afflictions, those who know about it and those who don't. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray for healing tonight. Lord, send your healing virtue right now, oh, God, and make everyone whole, Lord Jesus. So we believe the report. We believe that with your stripes we are healed. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, go into the hospital. Go into the sick room, Lord. Walk up and down the corridor. Go from room to room. And, Lord, God, heal those who are sick. Lord, laid up in the hospital. Oh, God, raise them up, Lord Jesus. Do wonders and work miracles in their lives. Lord, give them a testimony so that they can go forth and glorify your name. Oh, blessed Savior, we pray, Lord, for everyone whose names were called on the prayer list tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus, we pray a special prayer that you will hear their cry, Lord, and grant their petitions in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, let it be done according to your will in the name of Jesus. Bless abundantly, oh, Lord. Look on all of those who have tuned in tonight in a special way, oh, God. Let the blessing come down and overtake them, Lord. Bless them tonight in a special way, Lord Jesus, with a special blessing. Oh, God, hallelujah. We know you are able and you can do everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you look on all those who labor and are heavy laden who have come to you, Lord, and given you their burdens. Oh, God, take the burden right now, Lord, and give them your burden. In the name of Jesus, put your yoke upon them, Lord. Cause them to learn of you. Teach your ways, Lord, and how to walk in your statutes. Teach them, Lord, how to speak the truth in their hearts and to walk upright before you. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover right now. Let it wash. Oh, God, let it purify. In the name of Jesus, on the inside and on the outside. Oh, Lord, work wonders. Do wonders, Lord. We ask you to remember our leaders, oh, God,
In the name of Jesus, we pray for them, Lord, that you would give them guidance, give them instruction, give them vision, revelation. Teach them, Lord, how to lead the congregation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you would bring us closer to you, Lord, closer to one another. Unite our hearts in love. Oh, God, make us one all around the world. Bless the body of Christ as a whole. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray, oh, God, that you will remember the youth, the little children, oh, God. We ask, Lord, that you will protect them, that you will preserve their lives, their minds, Lord, their souls. Preserve them, O Lord, wherever they are. Let your holy angels be encamped all around them. Keep them from harm and danger, O Lord God, and raise them up as a nation that will obey. O Lord Jesus, let your word be rooted in their hearts. And Lord God, lead, guide, and direct them in the ways of truth. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord, to do all things. We believe you right now, and we're taking you at your word. Mm-hmm. We count it done. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for mercy. Thank you, grace, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for the movement of your spirit. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for your protection, Lord Jesus. We thank you for miracles. Oh, my God. We thank you right now for all that you've done, Lord, and for what you're doing even now. Oh, blessed Savior. Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. And if there's anything that we did not mention in this prayer tonight that should have been mentioned, oh, God, and maybe we forgot about, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you'll please remember that prayer request, that unspoken request, that one that hasn't even been made known. Lord, we ask you to remember and to grant it according to your will. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, O God. Give comfort to those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Lord, keep them and preserve them. Uphold them, Lord, during this difficult time. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This time the broadcast is back into the hands of the host. God bless.
Amen. God bless you. Thank God for that powerful word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, talking about laboring and heavy laden and saying work for the Lord. And we all have a job to do for the Lord. And the preacher said, in working for the Lord, she encouraged us to incorporate children. Because like she said, children, they aren't going to stay children. They're going to become adults one day. And it might not be given to you specifically to work with children, but sometimes just being an example, sometimes just acknowledging them, acknowledging that they exist. Because out there, I think some people, they don't realize, but children have souls too. And the other part, and Jesus, he died for their souls as well. He didn't just die for adult souls. Adult souls aren't the only ones at stake, but they're souls. Children, they have souls as well. And the other part she was said was laboring and heavy laden. And she said, well, if you're going to labor, why don't you just go ahead and work for the Lord? If you're heavy laden and you're bound and you're down and you have a heavy yoke on you, you can come to Jesus and he'll give you a yoke of ease. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. So why don't you just work for him instead of letting these other things they call letting them drive you, letting something else have you bound and yoked up. But if you work for the Lord, his yoke is easy. That yoke is easy. It's easy, and the burden is light. And I thank God for the word of God that's coming through Evangelist Hameen. I've enjoyed this service. Thank you again, this broadcast, rather. Thank you again to Lena Brown and her mother for allowing her to be on the broadcast. She read beautifully. and we wish you the best in your future endeavors. Keep God first. And those are all of the announcements that I have. If any other clergy are on the line and you want to have remarks, you may do so at this time. And if not, then I'll turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful coming through Evangelist Khadija. And I would also like to take this time to thank Lena Brown, and also Sister Brown, for being on the broadcast tonight. So happy that you came on here and joined us tonight in recognition of Youth Empowerment Month. And, you know, we want to empower our youth. So that means we need to give them something that's going to help them along the way, something that's going to empower them or incite them to do even more, and that is more for the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know sometimes children, young people, they may have some shyness. You know, they don't really want to take the initiative, and so then we need to empower them. We need to encourage them, you know, urge them along that, and encourage them, let them know you can do it. Praise the Lord. And sometimes that's all they need to hear. And have that support, give them all the support they need, and this will surely empower them. So if you come in contact with a young person or young people or even children, give them some words of encouragement. Acknowledge them, as was stated. People sometimes don't even acknowledge children. Mm-hmm. Now, I remember when I was a child, I was told children are to be seen and not heard. I think a lot of children heard that. Children are to be seen and not heard. But while there is a time for all things, you know, that they have to learn when to speak, when not to speak. Surely children are not going to be quiet forever. No, they need to be heard. This month, we need to hear our children. Amen. Praise them. I don't just want to see them, but I want to hear them too. Amen. Praise God. So we just thank God once again for this broadcast tonight. Not going to prolong the time, but before we bring it to a close, is there anything further?
I just want to remind everyone of, just wanted to remind everyone of tomorrow, the Gospel Truth broadcast is having its Friends and Family Day at 2 o'clock p.m., 18th Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, and that's Evangelist Nebo, the ministry that God has given her. She's there having a friend and family service. So please come and join us. If you're in the neighborhood, you feel like being a part. Amen. Starts at 2 o'clock p.m. tomorrow.
Amen. Yes. So if you are in the area or desire to be there, please come on out and let's have a great time in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Prayer is needed everywhere. But we do thank the Lord for the broadcast on tonight. This does conclude the broadcast for this evening. And we look forward to you joining us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. for another live broadcast. And we are looking forward to having some more young people on. We're expecting to have some more youth on the broadcast, so I'm excited and looking forward to that. So you continue to keep us in prayer, and we are praying for you. We thank God for you once again, and we love you. Amen, and we thank you for your support. And at this time, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.